It's not time to make a change. Just relax.
I am Jake Toomey. He's my grandfather, Patrick Toomey.
Okay.
So how was my dad as a kid?
How was your dad? Your dad is a very creative person. And I would say he was creative even as a young kid in his early years of life. He liked to find out how things worked, and he liked to make things of his own that were related or inspired by what he found in the outside world.
Some more mechanical things or like art things?
Well, that's a good question. He had a very good artistic sense, and his great-grandfather, Stan Spahn, was a professional artist with Walt Disney and other famous art places. And so he brought that with him, and he also was very interested in how things worked mechanically, and he, as you may know, has designed and helped produce some motorcycles that are very interesting and popular.
Can you tell me about your department store climb?
There might have been a time when the brick front of the Broadway department store in Westchester, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, with this brick facade or facing of the building was sticking out into the footpaths that were right around the store, the Broadway. And this wall had a zigzag, or stepladder, I guess it'd be better. Stepladder arrangement that made it easy for maintenance people and others to climb up the front face of the store and see what the condition of the walls and the windows and so on was. So I discovered this myself and thought I'd check and see what it would be like to be working up there. So even though the amount of protrusion on the bricks was small, maybe a half an inch, there were enough little gripping points that just like a rock climber, you could climb the front of the building with pretty good security. And so I did. And when I got to the top of this two-story building, I was looking through a window into the first aid station. So I waved to the nurse and said hello. She unfortunately didn't think this was a fun thing for me to do. And so she called security, who told me I shouldn't be doing that anymore. And so I didn't.
What did you do as a kid for fun?
I mean, besides when I wasn't climbing the front of the Broadway?
Yeah.
Well, one of the fun things to do in Los Angeles area is to go to the beach. So we took the shortest street from our house to the Manhattan Beach area. And in those days, traffic was light and bicycles were everywhere. And so we rode our bikes to the beach from home. We then did body surfing, beach volleyball, and related Olympic and non-Olympic sports.
So you went to the beach often?
In the summertime, we went almost every day.
Wow.
And this was before the road traffic got too heavy, which it is nowadays. And no one in their right mind would take a little small bicycle and go all the way to Manhattan Beach just to play a volleyball game. But in those days, things were easier for the bicyclists.
All right. And what were your parents like?
Well, my parents were very loving and conventional mom and pop. They worked hard and lived modestly. They had seven sons, including me, and Seven? That kept them pretty busy.
Wow. Must have been hard to raise seven kids.
Well, it gets to be, after the first two or three, it gets to be self-caring because the older kids, me, take care of the younger kids. And mom and dad go to the store and go to work and do the shopping.
All right, thank you, I think.
Will I get the answers at the end of the course?
The answers?
What's the right answer?
Anything is the right answer.
Anything is the right answer. Okay, well, you tell me how this all comes out then.
All right.
Good.